The U.S. women's soccer team will not win a second straight World Cup. Germany beat the United States 3-0 last night in a World Cup semifinal match in Portland, Oregon. The Germans outplayed a U.S. team that has dominated women's soccer for the past decade and helped ignite a female sports revolution. From Portland, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The United States national team has defined women's soccer since winning the first World Cup in 1991. Fueled by stars like Mia Hamm and Christine Lilly, the Americans have won almost all the biggest championships and important games. So it was surprising, okay, shocking, for the United States to be involved in the greatest women's game ever and lose. American coach April Heinrichs called last night's game the greatest after watching the U.S. and Germany play 90-plus minutes of, in her words, spectacular attacking soccer. And this was the sound of the greatest game. Over and over, the partisan fans at Portland's PGE Park would roar in anticipation as U.S. players pushed the ball toward the German goal. And then the roaring would stop as German goalkeeper Silke Rottenberg made another dazzling defensive play. While she was repelling shots and earning the Player of the Game award, her teammates were controlling the ball on offense with deft passing and physical play. In a post-game comment sure to win the Silver Lining award, U.S. forward Tiffany Milbritt said it was a dream to face such tough competition.
Anytime that we get a chance to play against an opponent that is equal to us, it says a lot for the women's game, and I think we need more opponents like that.
When the final whistle blew, U.S. team members didn't look thrilled to have been challenged and beaten. The Americans stared at the ground, hands on knees, tears in their eyes. They were the favorites, and they'd lost in their home country, in front of all those little girls with red, white, and blue paint on their faces holding I Love Mia signs. Being an inspiration to a generation of young soccer players is great when you're winning, and particularly tough when you lose. U.S. coach April Heinrichs.
As they walk off the field, they said, "Coach, I'm sorry." That's their sense of responsibility. I think it's a responsibility to their fans, a responsibility for women's sports, and certainly women's soccer in America.
After the game, a small group of fans gave the U.S. players a send-off as the team bus pulled away from the stadium. A young woman wearing a Go USA baseball cap lingered on the sidewalk. A college freshman, she didn't want to give her name, but she did want to put in perspective what she called a depressing loss.
Being an athlete myself, I am so grateful for what they've done. You know, I think they'll just keep going to do whatever they have to do to help women's sports. I don't think this might be a bump in the road, but it's not going to stop them.
The question is, how big a bump? Women's soccer advocates were hoping for an exciting World Cup and a U.S. championship to help revive the U.S. Women's Professional League, which folded last month. Coach Heinrichs promises excitement and passion next weekend when her team plays Canada, but that will be for third place in the World Cup. Germany and Sweden will battle to become the new champion of women's soccer. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Portland, Oregon.